Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Rib T, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through using the Ramban's letter. We want to let you know this is the third to last lesson, Amir Tashem Bli Neder. Then we got 29 tonight, lesson 29, then there's the final chapter, lesson 30, and the final epilogue of the whole show, the epilogue itself, the closing phrase to bring us out the show. Then, God willing, we're going to take our little bit of a week's hiatus, and we'll come back, God willing, with the Pirkei Avos learning, the Pirkei Avos lessons, the PAL, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with some practical lessons and sagely advice to say. That is going to come back, and God willing, early September. We're going to use Rabbeinu Yonah, God willing, for season 4, and he goes through the 5 program. The last parak will use the translation from his commentary, but he doesn't have that commentary. And God willing, we'll keep up Bli Neder, Bli Anhar, Mirtz Hashem with the audio daily dose of Daf as well. So let's finish off the last 3 lessons of the BTL for a special summer mini series. We're looking at lesson 29, phrase 29, Tikra Ha'igeres Hazos. We're looking at a letter for the ages with the wonderful words and expositions of Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuer. Tikra ha'igeres hazos, again, read this letter once a week. Pam achas b'shavua v'lo sivchos, and neglect none of it. L'kaima v'lo leches b'tamid achar Hashem yisparach. Fulfill it, and in so doing, walk with it forever in the ways of Hashem. May he be blessed. In God's footsteps, we're looking at the idea that if the Torah talks to us, halacht, Bedrachav, you shall follow in Hashem's ways, Devarim points out to us. This means we should emulate what Hashem does. Just as Hashem is explained in the Torah as being compassionate, merciful, and holy, so must the Jews strive to be compassionate, merciful, and holy. You think about the idea how Hashem clothed Adam and Chava after their sin, and they realized they were not wearing any clothing. Hashem took care of it. You realize Hashem took care of the burial for Moshe, so too should we. Hashem came to be Mavakar Chole to Avram after his bris, so should we. Everything that Hashem does, we should follow in his ways. V'halachta Bedracha, we should emulate what he does. Hashem wants us to be his ambassadors. He wants us to be his soldiers. He wants us to be his princes and his royals on this world. As his children, we're supposed to emulate his ways. We're supposed to bring good to the world. And what better way to bring good to the world than to follow in the ways of Hashem? Hashem clothes the needy. Hashem gives food, and he gives money to those who need it. Hashem visits the sick. Hashem buries the dead. So should we, as much as we can, follow his ways. Ramban here alludes to different levels of walking in Hashem's ways. One of them talked about by the Rambam in his guide. One who walks with Hashem brings his attention to the Almighty and knows nothing to distract him. He's walking in the way of Hashem, the highest level of human existence. It could only be attained after much discipline. You want to do this? You want to be close to Hashem? Train yourself to concentrate on your prayers. If you train yourself to do this, you'll have the ability to more easily sense Hashem's presence throughout the day, even when involved in mundane pursuits. He continues and explains the Rambam, when a man frees his thoughts from the worldly manners, from the practical aspects, the mundane aspects of the world, he's able to get a correct understanding of the real nature of Hashem. Rejoice in that knowledge. It's impossible for evil to befall him. He's with Hashem. Hashem is with him. Rav Chaim of Volozhin and the Nevesh HaChaim talks about the Talmud and Chulin, which teaches that if a person thinks about and brings within him the idea of the Pasuk, Hashem hu ha'elokim ein od melvado, Hashem, he is the one. He is the only one. There is nothing else besides him. If you think about that phrase, you internalize that phrase, you will be protected from harmful sources. When one accepts Hashem's sovereignty, he places himself fully under Hashem's protective wing. Although nature contains many destructive elements, the man of faith knows that they're just puppets in the hands of Hashem. The Brisker Rav, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, was a descendant of Rav Chaim of Volozhin, the author of the Nefesh HaChaim. He testified in how the statement of faith recorded in Nefesh HaChaim literally served as a guide in his life. When he was young, Rav Velvel, as he was fondly known, was commanded to appear before the draft board of the Russians to be inducted into the army of the Tsar. This was tantamount to both a spiritual and physical death sentence. As the date of his appearance neared, his father, Rav Chaim Brisker, instructed him to concentrate on the passage of the passage from Nefesh HaChaim. To his great relief, his meeting came with the draft board and he was exempted from the draft. Wonderful, because in real life it would have been literally a death sentence. 25 years, very hard to keep Torah, very hard to keep mitzvos, very hard to be a good practicing religious Jew. Later, when the Germans occupied Poland at the beginning of World War II, Ravelva fled from Warsaw to Vilna. The roads were filled with German troops. Nazis were literally everywhere. There was so much danger. When he was traveling along the road, he never stopped reviewing the pledge. If you always think of Hashem, he will always think of you, and he will protect you from all harm. It's reminiscent of the pasuk from David HaMelech in Tehillim that we say at Shalosh Shuras. We say it in Mizmor LeDavid, Gam ki elech begeitz ha'moves lo ira ra ki ata imadi. Even if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid because you are with me. If we know Hashem is with us, we feel Hashem is with us. There's nothing to fear, not even fear itself. Going against what the common phrase is. You walk in the shadow of death. They would sing this Lahavdil in the Holocaust. They would sing in a World War II when people were literally in death camps. We should never know from such things. Horrible, horrific times. But they would take this pasuk with them. They would internalize it. And they didn't fear death. They didn't fear the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. They didn't fear the enemies. They knew everything was in the hands of Hashem. There's nothing to fear when you know Hashem is with you. If you always think of Hashem, he will always think of you, and he will protect you from all harm. The key phrase to take from tonight. Just once, Ravelva was distracted. His mind wandered onto another thought. Immediately, out of nowhere, an armed Nazi approached him threateningly. In a flash, he collected his thoughts, focused on the passage. The Nazi moved on. Rav Yosef Lev Blach of Telge in the Shir Hadas explains that natural forces which threaten mankind is like a vicious dog with a long leash on its neck. When the animal pounces, the only way that the victim can save himself is by calling to the dog's master to restrain the beast. If the victim fails to recognize the presence of the master, fails to realize the dog has a master, he's really in much, much, much danger. Similarly, when a person fails to understand the quote-unquote leash on the forces of nature, he literally puts himself at their mercy. We have to realize, we have to remember, we have to internalize that everything is under the control of Hashem. There is nothing else. Ein od melvado. If we walk in the ways of Hashem, we follow in the mannerisms of Hashem, we follow the dictates of what Hashem tells us in His wonderful Torah. The Torah is not a history book. The Torah is not a law book. The Torah, as Rabbi Foreman explains in his wonderful Aleph Beta videos with many of his disciples and many of his co-workers, they explain it's a guidebook. And we should realize the Torah is a guidebook. The Torah guides us through stories in Bereishis, my favorite sefer, through the lessons of the different episodes that happened to the Jewish people throughout Shemos Bamidbar and Vayikra and Devarim and Bereishis itself also, and through all the laws, through all the statements, through all the aspects of Hashem, how He talks to us and how He tries to tell us. These are all ways to guide us. Everything we see in the Torah and the Tanakh are there for a reason. It's to help guide us through every situation in our life. They say that they would look, the sages, when they were going to war, they needed to be at war with someone, they would look at the Parsha of Yaakov dealing with Esav. Yaakov took a three-pronged approach. He said prayer, he sent gifts, and he prepared for war. So two people did that in the times, because you look at the Torah, you know what to do. When you realize Hashem is with you, if you always think of Hashem, He will always think of you, and He will protect you from all harm. When you realize Hashem is there, there is nothing else besides Him, you will be protected from all forces. You realize we are following in Hashem's ways and we do what Hashem wants. We're compassionate, we're merciful and holy, which are some of the trademarks of the Jew. Someone who is a Baishan, who is embarrassed, someone who has compassion, someone who has mercy. Different elements of the proper aspects of what it means to be a real religious practicing Jew. We realize there's nothing else but Hashem. When we always think of Him, He'll think of us. Then we will be protected. And then we will realize we walk with Hashem and there's nothing to fear, not even fear itself. Join us next time as we talk lesson 30, the second to last lesson here on the BT. BTL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.